USA Radio News.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome back to the program. Another hour getting started. Bucket Strategy Investing. We did talk buckets last hour, and we did talk strategy, and we got more coming up for you today. I'm Johnny Dean with Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, ready to talk to you about strategy, about buckets, and run some numbers for you. In fact, that's what we're going to do here in just a little bit. We were talking with a caller, and if you didn't hear it, we'll reset it for you. We were talking with a caller at the end of the last hour, Carol in DeSoto, Texas. And Carol had an interesting situation that was concerning to her, that she might run out of money before she runs out of time, which is what we try to avoid, certainly, when we put strategies together for people. And so we're going to talk a little bit about this and tell you the results of some of the numbers that Professor Plum ran. And this will reflect back on you because it really, I think a lot of people are concerned that their money isn't going to last them, but it's like going to a doctor, sort of afraid to find out whether that's really true or not. So they push it off to the side. They say, I don't need to really see an advisor about this. I don't really need to do some planning. I think everything will probably work out for the best one way or another. But in the back of their minds, they're thinking, I don't really know if that's true. You find out. And so we're going to talk about Carol's situation and see how it might relate to yours. Also, more on this sequence of returns. We were talking in a previous hour about that and a solution to retiring at quote unquote the wrong time. What happens if you retire and the markets just go south? Well, we know what happens. As we talked about before, last hour, if you retire and the markets go down, the year you retire for the first couple of years, 2-3 years, or they're flat and you're not getting anything out of it, but you're taking money out of that portfolio, that volatile portfolio, it can have just a devastating effect on your portfolio, one that you may not be able to recover from. So what do? Do you take a pay cut? Do you decide, well, this year markets were bad, so I'm not going to take any money out of my portfolio, or I'm going to take 50% less than I need? That doesn't work. Do you decide, well, I guess I can't retire, I got to go back to work. Shouldn't have retired anyway, now I got to go back to work? That's not a good option either. The solution, in our opinions, comes from strategy, and we're going to talk about that with Professor Plum, along with whatever else is on your mind. I got to give you the phone numbers because we got phone lines open for you right now. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Emails at our website. We'll get to some of those this hour as well. wealthed.com. And you can also speak with Professor Plum off the air. We've talked to a lot of people off the air today, as a matter of fact. You can call them at 800-644-1150, them being the people at Lucia Capital Group. Talk to an advisor like Professor Plum. Talk to one of the Brain Trust advisors about your situation. You may just find that it's not as problematic as you thought it would be. Or you might find that there's just a little bit of tweaking involved. Who knows? Talk to them and find out. 800-644-1150. That's the people at Lucia Capital Group. On the air again, 877-PLANNER, our number. We'll get to that sequence of return stuff in just a second. But Professor Plum, let's for just a second reset. We had a caller for people that were listening here and watching at the end of last hour, Carol in DeSoto, Texas. Let's reset what her situation was. She's 57.
Right, and so she cannot access any 401k money without a penalty until 59 and a half, but she has other money. Unfortunately, she's a widow. Her daughter, they've been living off of the Social Security benefit that's been paid to her and her daughter through the years. Her daughter is going to be turning 18 very soon, so they're going to lose the daughter's benefit as well. At this point, Carol was not receiving her own benefit, and so she's looking at, where are we going to get the money to live, to be able to create our income needs? Now, thankfully, her late husband put together a nice life insurance policy for her to help take care of her. She said she needed about $3,000 a month. The net benefit with the 401k money that was left over, the life insurance settlement, and everything that was left over, she said she has roughly $800,000 in bank accounts, investments, whatever, you know, out there that she can use to support her income. Now, I mentioned she needed $3,000 a month. And then when she gets to 62, she can take her Social Security widow's benefit, and the reduced widow's benefit at 60, would be about $1,600 a month. So I just said, okay, let's assume that she earns nothing on her $800,000. And she just turned 57, so we've got a full 3 years to go before she can get any help from Social Security. Now, that's an over-exaggeration because she's 57 already, so it's not a full 3 years, plus she's got a little bit of money coming in from her daughter to help pay for things. But let's just go worst case. $36,000 a year, $3,000 a month, times 3 years is $108,000. So out of the $800,000, we just take $108,000, put it in the bank account, and she draws out $3,000 a month to live off of for the next 3 years. That gets her to age 60. Now she's got, what, $692,000 left in other bank accounts, and she starts her Social Security. And she only, at that point, now needs a total of $3,000 less than Social Security. She needs $1,400 a month from her portfolio. And assuming that the portfolio earns nothing, zero, that money, pulling $1,400 a month out of it, will last for almost 42 years. Now, I have not taken into consideration inflation. But I'm also assuming that she earns nothing on the entire portfolio over a 43-year period, 45-year period of time.
That's not going to happen unless you stick some money in a mattress somewhere.
Right. And so if you do stick your money in the mattress, you have to worry about inflation at some point in time. And depending on the inflation, that's going to reduce the break-even age where the money runs out from 102 to maybe 90. And so those are the things. She needs to invest her money for one of two reasons. One, to equal or beat inflation. And then anything above that, the desire is to equal or beat inflation and also leave a legacy. So if you want to leave a legacy to the daughter, we need to get a little bit better than inflation so that the money still, there's still some money available when she passes away if she makes it to 102. So I think, when I mentioned, I think that she can do what she wants to do, I had those numbers kind of tucked away in the back of my head. I believe that she can do it. Now, whether she takes her Social Security at 60 or at 67, or 66 and 10 months, which would be her full retirement age, kind of depends on how long she actually may live. If she wants to bet that she's going to be close to that 101 age, then we actually defer taking the Social Security until 66, 67 to get a bigger number, because the time is on her side to recover the lost money from the early years of not taking it. If she doesn't want to bet that she's going to make it longer than a normal life expectancy, 82, 83 years of age, then take it at 60. Now, there's one other little caveat we haven't built into the system yet, and that is she has her own Social Security benefit, which isn't available to her until 62. But it may be enough to, you know, incentivize her to wait until 67 to take the widow's benefit by getting a little bit of money coming in early. And so this has a lot to do with her life expectancy and what we're looking at as far as, is $3,000 a month the right number? But I think she can do it. She just needs to bucketize it properly so that she doesn't have to worry about what the market, whether it be the bond, the stock market, whatever, what the market does over the next 10 years, what it does, you know, tomorrow, today. I mean, we need to take that anxiety away from her. I don't think that she's comfortable looking at this. She was worried about running out of money. I just think that if structured properly, she'll be fine, and she'll be able to live her life out and enjoy her daughter. And
now you assumed no rate of return, and in exchange for that, you're sort of knocking some inflation off. So guessing that she might be able to earn inflation, earn what inflation earns. We also need to consider maybe some health care. We don't know where health care is going to be 20 years from now, hers, and where the health care system is going to be 20 years from now. Let's hope it's better than it is now. So there are those things, those factors to take into consideration as well, which is why you don't want to just leave. She just doesn't want to leave this money sitting in earning nothing, even though it could theoretically last until she's 102 or 100, whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, if all she does is earn 1 or 2% over inflation, this money will last nicely, and it'll give her some flexibility. But the key here is to try to earn as much as what inflation is, and what her inflation is. Not necessarily what CPI is, but what her inflation is. And so it looks into what all is going on in her life. But we just need to structure it properly so that she doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and structuring properly is what we do on this program, or at least attempt to do. Which has to do with your distribution methods. Now, we're going to come back after the break and talk with a couple of callers. But I also want to get into this whole idea of proper distribution, because, Professor Plum, improper distribution, that's where all the problems lie, with somebody running out of money.
Well, if and we don't know what's going to happen but over the next 2, 3, 4 years, but let's say she invested it in a balanced portfolio or any of the other types of portfolios that people purport to use for retirement, that have, and they just take the distribution totally from the portfolio. You know, if they take 4% out. But the idea is that the portfolio will always earn 4%. Well, it doesn't always earn. What if it's down 4%? Now I'm taking out more than 4%. And that money can't recover, and that will have a problem.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely will create a problem. So that's why, sort of a little preview there, which is why we prefer a buckets type of strategy. Because then it doesn't, you know, theoretically matter when you retire, because you're not putting the volatile funds at risk by taking money out of that volatile portfolio. So we'll get to that stuff. Tom in Pennsburg, PA, and a couple others. We'll get to you guys next. Stick around, and two lines open still. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Bucket Strategy Investing. More coming up right after this.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We'll try to cover everything that we had hoped to cover, including bucket strategy. But we do take your calls first on this show, 877-PLANNER. If you want to email us, you can do so at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. We'll also tell you about some workshops that are coming up. Yeah, how about that? It is the new year, is it not, Professor Plum?
I have been told.
So we do have some locations to tell you about. We'll let you know what those are coming up. But again, 877-PLANNER, our number. Back to the phone lines, as promised. Tom is next in Pennsburg, PA. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
By the way, great show. You're on TV up in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you tuning in.
My question is on taking an RMD. I'm going to be 70 and a half at 2019, and my 401k program will allow me to take out the distributions in any kind of manner I would like. So I was wondering if it's better to take it out on a monthly basis, quarterly basis, or take it all out at once.
Well, it sounds like you don't need the money to live off of. Is that true?
Correct.
So now it's just a question of timing, and nobody can do it. I for one, my personal opinion is I like to take it out towards the beginning of the year. And the reason for that is I get it done. That way I don't worry about missing it or, you know, incurring that 50% penalty. I also, there's no requirement that you take it out in cash. So if you wanted to, you could take that money out and you can invest it. And so you either take out the security that's in the IRA 401k and you know, put it in your personal account, and hopefully it grows. If it grows, that doesn't affect your required minimum distribution down the line, because the growth is no longer in the 401k or IRA. If it goes down in value, I can sell it and take the loss. Whereas inside the 401k, I really can't take a loss. It just makes a smaller RMD in the future. So I do like taking them towards the beginning of the year rather than, you know, stretching it out, or I just like to get it done.
Okay, what if your bucket strategy is you've got the cash in the 401k and just harvest it that way?
You got the cash for what? You said you didn't need the money.
No, I would transfer to the money market in a 401k and take the money out from the money market part.
Well, if I don't need the money, now it gives me the ability to, I don't want to say time the market, but use the market to my advantage. If the market is really low, I don't want to take the cash out. I want to take the security out and put it. If it's low because of market conditions, not because of an individual security being low, but and it's low because the market conditions are down and I expect the market to recover, I'll take the security, put it in my personal account so that it recovers in my personal account. If it's really high, then I can always take the cash out and not worry about the other issues. So, I mean, I still like doing it at the beginning of the year. If you are more comfortable seeing it come out on a monthly basis, you're welcome to do that. You asked my opinion. My opinion is I do. If I don't need to spend the money, I take it out towards the beginning of the year.
Okay, and one quick question. Part D of Medicare, does that get taken out by the government, or do you do a private insurance company?
Part D is the prescription drug coverage, if you so choose it, when you're on Medicare, and it is withheld from your Social Security benefit check. Now, if you're not on a Social Security benefit check because you're waiting until age 70 to take it, there'll be a direct bill. The supplement plans are a different game, but parts A, B, and D, A and C, whichever one you, those are the main four parts of Medicare. Those are taken from your benefit.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call, Tom. If you need some help, hold on. Going back to the first question on the RMD, if you need it, obviously you're going to be taking out when you need it.
Right. I mean, I do like building in my needs, you know, to my portfolio, to mm-hmm. coming out on a monthly basis, because most people need a monthly budget. And I like to set my needs coming out of the IRA to satisfy my RMD or more, so that I don't have to worry about RMDs. And I make sure that I don't miss a payment.
Yes, that could be it too. But if you do it in the beginning of the year, because he had asked, you know, but when's a good time to do it? If you do it in the beginning of the year, it gives you a little bit of room to see what's going on. You've got it done, but if something changes, you can always make changes yourself.
Well, let's just say I have a $20,000 required minimum distribution, and I have, you know, a security inside the portfolio. If I don't need to spend it, even if I take cash out, what am I going to do with it? I'll either put it in the bank, or I'm going to invest it for my heirs, for my surviving spouse, something else, and with the hopes that it's going to grow. So if the $20,000 grows to $25,000 or some number, that growth is not in the IRA or the 401k, which doesn't affect next year's RMD. If it does drop in value from 20 to 18 to 15, for that matter, that loss is a capital loss outside of the tax deferred account, and I may be able to take a loss for that up to $3,000 a year, or use it to offset other capital gains. And so I have the ability to use that to my advantage a little easier than if it's still inside the tax deferred account.
Yeah, and if you, you know, one thing you can be sure of, it's probably going to go up or down in value.
One of the two usually happens.
It could stay the same, but chances are it's going to do one or the other.
Now, he has set up a plan, a buckets plan, that would allow him to take a distribution equal to the RMD, maybe a little bit more, on any given year. He's created the ability to have an ongoing cash flow regardless of the market conditions. And so does he take that out at the beginning of the year, through the monthly distributions? The fact that he doesn't need the money, I would still do it at the beginning of the year.
Well, I think everybody should have it set up that way, should they not?
Most people, yeah. I mean, unless we talked earlier in last hour about an individual that I knew that has more money from pensions, and they haven't even started their Social Security yet, and then they'll have Social Security when they get to 62 or older. Mm-hmm. They're saving money now just on the pensions. They're not spending all of the pensions they're receiving. And they've got $500,000-$600,000 in tax-deferred accounts that they're just... they don't need. And it's, and especially once Social Security kicks, they're going to have even more money.
Boy, that's a rotten position to have to be in, you know? That's just terrible.
He earned it. Law enforcement, he earned it.
Oh, of course. Now, you know, when we're talking about inside of an IRA, it doesn't matter. Gains, losses, if all this money is inside of an IRA, none of it shows up on your tax return.
It's all deferred.
Which means that you cannot take advantage of certain things if you have a large gain in a position or have a large loss in a position.
The loss, I think, is a bit, bigger issue. People realize that the gain is deferred, but I've had a lot of questions over the years. You know, I put in $50,000 into investment XYZ, and it's now worth $10,000. Can I take a loss on that investment? Well, is it in your IRA? Yeah, it's in my IRA. No, you can't take a loss on it. I mean, you didn't pay taxes on the earnings, most likely. So unless there are ways to take losses, but it's at the IRA level, not the investment level. The investment gain or loss in this inside the IRA doesn't matter. It's only if you have put more after-tax money, which is rare, into a traditional IRA.
And your
total IRA is worth less than what you your basis is.
We hear people complain about that. You know, well, I got a stock that went from $50,000 to $10,000, and I can't take the $40,000. I said, well, yeah, wait a minute though. What you do is, if you take the money out of the IRA and you pay tax on $10,000, you didn't pay tax on $50,000. So in essence, you took a $40,000 loss.
Well, you've already taken the deduction. When you put the money into the 401k,
you
took a deduction.
Down to zero.
You never paid tax on the earnings up to that point, assuming you had any. So you haven't taken any, you're not getting a deduction because you haven't paid any tax on it yet. And so you're getting a de facto deduction because you deducted it up front, just not at the back.
That's it. You take 100% deduction going in, and whatever happens to come out, you pay tax on that. Okay, 877-PLANNER. A lot more to talk about. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Emails, phone calls, etc. when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Taking your calls and emails, etc. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877 Planner, our number. PLANNER. Bucket Strategy Investing. We were talking buckets earlier. And why we prefer buckets to just taking money out of the portfolio. Professor, by having a set amount of money, safe money, set aside, if I may use that term, safe money, set aside to draw down from, and allowing the volatile money to do what it is, what it does, which is to go up and down over the course of time, you avoid, in essence, you avoid this whole sequence of returns problem.
Well, that's the whole issue. You have to find a way to avoid having to sell when the market is lower. Now, a lot of people will say, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't always recover as nicely as you would like it to, as quickly as you would like it to. And any time you are taking money out of a down portfolio, it has a problem. Now, in the old days where we could earn 6% yields on bonds, and you know dividends may have been higher on certain types of stocks, you had different availability of strategies that you could potentially use. But now we can't earn those higher rates of returns on bonds without accepting a lot of credit risk or some other type of risk. We can't earn the dividends that we used to earn on the stocks that we used to see. I mean, I remember my grandparents, I just had a portfolio of preferred stocks that paid 8%.
Oh, yeah, we had the dividends, and that's how things worked. You got a check.
And so that doesn't work quite the same way. Plus, with an increasing interest rate environment expected, the value of an actual preferred stock could go down. It gets priced very similar to a bond. It's like a bond but that has no maturity. And so you carry a lot of risk in that area. A lot of people like the idea, well, let's just put it into a dividend-paying stock portfolio. Well, unfortunately, that may or may not work. Again, may or may not, which is not a way I want to go into retirement. My retirement may or may not work. I want to have something that has a much higher confidence. And yeah, this has a very high confidence of working. And the only way we've been able to find it in today's environment, and we've been doing this for quite some time, is to have enough safe money to outlast the downturns in the market. Now, I don't mean just the downturn in the market, because if you only needed to outlast the downturn, you only need 2-3 years worth of money. I mean, I don't think we've had a downturn that lasted longer than 3 years, three years in a row. And we saw that in 2000, 2001, 2002. It's not just the downturn we're worried about. It's the recovery as well. We need to have enough time horizon of distribution of safer type of principal and cash to last not just the downturn, but the recovery, so that I'm not selling something when it's less in value. What do we talk about how to make money in the market? You buy low and you sell high. Well, what is reverse dollar cost averaging doing to you? What is this sequence of returns with a negative sequence at the beginning? You're buying high and selling low. The exact opposite of the way to make money.
Exactly.
And if the way to make money is a good thing, the exact opposite of a good thing is a bad thing. And it can, and depending upon the downside, how far down you go, it could be a disastrous thing. It can really affect it.
That's a nice quote from Professor Plum. The exact opposite of a good thing is a bad thing. It would seem obvious on the surface of it, but so many people do exactly that. They decide that they're going to sell it high, buy it high and sell it low because they're going with what the herd does. And that's what having a plan will keep you from doing.
And that's what we're trying to avoid in retirement. Now, on the other side, building a portfolio, you want to take advantage of that volatility. And unfortunately, people get afraid.
Yes.
And they get scared at the most inopportune time. They got scared in late 2008, 2009, and they pulled their money out of the portfolio, and they stopped contributing to their 401ks. They stopped contributing to the volatile areas of their 401k. So maybe they didn't stop contributing, but they shifted it over and put it into cash until the market did better. Well, by the time the market does better, you're still sitting in cash and you've earned nothing. You need to use the one thing we're pretty dadgum sure about to your advantage when you can, and protect against it when you can't.
That's the volatility. In fact, we had a question on this, and I want to bring this up before we run out of time for this hour. By the way, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. And the question was, I get a lump sum of cash. Do I invest it all at once, or do I stage it in over time? This sounds like a market timing question, and in some ways, I guess it can be.
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, it depends on where that lump sum of cash is coming from. Sometimes we can build a lump sum of cash to go into bucket number one, you know, the safe side of the account. Other times, the first thing you do is you step back and say, okay, I have this new cash available, this lump sum available. Where should it be in my portfolio? Should it be backfilling bucket number one, bucket number two, bucket number three? And the only time you're really going to get any pushback on that is when we say, okay, you can. This money, you've already set your buckets up. You already have enough money from either pension, Social Security, and other things. You have enough bucket number one. You can afford to put this in the market. So is now a good time to put this in the market? Based on your strategy, you've got a 15, 20-year time horizon for this money. You can afford to put it into the market. Now, do you want to take that anxiety risk? It's not the market risk that we're worried about as much as your risk, the risk that you pose to your own portfolio. So if you were to allocate this money to the stock market, which you have said and shown, and the strategy says you don't need it for 20 years, and you can handle, you know, financially, you can handle a drop in the portfolio of whatever percent the market can throw at you, can you handle it personally? Can your stomach handle that drop? And a lot of people, I remember we were talking to a lady in Florida. We were doing a seminar in Florida.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. What you're talking about.
And it really surprised me, her answer to the question. You know, she was a very conservative. We were doing a buckets plan for her on the page, you know, in front of the people. And everything was conservative, conservative, conservative. Now, let's say that you inherited an extra $100,000. How would you feel about investing that? And I was expecting, well, I just inherited it, it's new money, I'd you know, invest it fairly. She was ready to go to Atlantic City. I mean, because it was found money, we're ready to gamble with it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that was a complete departure of everything she talked about up to that point. So we have to look into the emotional side of it. We have to look into where's the money coming from and how it's going to affect your overall retirement. Sometimes that lump sum doesn't really affect much, so you are okay with investing it and you're willing to take the risk of the market. Other times, I've seen a lot of, depending up again where the lump sum comes from, I just want to keep it nice and safe like Grandpa had it. You know, he knew what he was doing. We're going to leave it in his honor. We're going to leave it right where it is. So the first thing that you have to do is work your strategy. Where should it be? Are you underweighted in anything that you need to have at this point? Should it be applied to these other areas? There are times where we build lump sums into the portfolio as bucket number one. A lump sum distribution of a pension. So I saw this not long ago. They were going to take the lump sum. They were expecting to take the lump sum a year from now or 2 years from now. They didn't necessarily want to fund bucket number one right now because they didn't want to put money in a potentially low yielding area. So they wanted their money working harder for them. And they said, well, when I retire, I'm not going to need any money from my portfolio until I retire. And when I do retire, I'm automatically going to have this influx of cash. So they were using this potential influx of cash, 2 years from now, as their funding source for bucket number one. So the strategy about what was going on in their life dictated that makes sense.
Yep.
On the other side, some people will say, well, that lump sum I just got, I've already set my buckets up. I already have plenty of bucket number one. I've got plenty of bucket number two. So maybe we just sprinkle it across all of them and bring it up so we can have more spendable distribution each year. Or we invest it for the kids because we're not going to spend it in our lifetime anyway.
Yeah, there's some freedom there, I suppose.
So anytime you're looking at this. But the hard part is when you've identified that this does go to bucket three, which is the volatile areas.
Well, you know. And you know what's going to happen. You dump it all in at one time.
It's going down.
It's going to go. It's going to be 2008 all over again. It's going to be your 100 grand. It's going to be 60 grand.
So let me tell you, the other problem with that is you decide to avoid the anxiety of that, you're going to dollar cost average it over the next 12 months, 24, 36 months.
Right, so I'm going to keep it in something very, very safe, and every month I'm going to start
move
putting
over 1/24th, 1/36th, whatever it is.
Yes.
And I can tell you right now when the market's going to crash, in the 25th month or
right
the 37th
before,
month, right before, after you're done investing it.
Exactly. And
it's,
you say,
Murphy's
well,
Law.
Well, of course it is. What you want, ideally, if you're going to dollar cost average in, is to see it go down.
Right, so that
oddly
you're buying.
Enough,
it's a strange feeling, I know.
But that's what you want. That's what's so nice. When you start a 401k, anybody who started a 401k in like 2008 and kept investing through the rotten times
did very well. Because if they started in 2008, that means they didn't have very much to lose in 2008.
Exactly, and they didn't panic. And we'd heard from people back then. Maybe not from the people who were just starting themselves, but they said, hey, you know, employees are, some are sticking it out and some are not.
We've said this many times. People that are in their 20s want a total different outcome of the market over the next 10 years than people in their 60s.
That's right. So people in their 20s want to see a nice big downturn.
And slow recovery.
Exactly.
For 10 years or more.
That's it. And then after that, you know,
they want to get some money into it before it recovers.
They want to get some in, buy everything cheap, and then let it recover. That's right. Okay, we've got to take a break. We were going to come back with more. We won't get to everything we tried to, but we'll work on it. We do have a couple of emails, some trivia, what's happening on this program tomorrow, a phone call or two. All this in the last segment, we'll find out. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Market strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Meant to mention this earlier, and I'll do it here because, doggone it, I forgot earlier this hour. It has to do with visiting our website. If you go to wealthed.com, wealthed.com, and you want to get a copy of this PDF that we have, we can email right to you the 8 most important elements of Social Security that everyone should know. 8 most important elements. There are a lot of elements of Social Security that you need to know about. We've kind of narrowed it down to the 8 most important, which is, I think, extremely helpful. A quick read, if you would like to get your copy of this via email, go to our website. You'll see the link there right in the middle. Click on that, fill in the little form. All free, of course. Everything like that is free. We'll send it to you and make sure that you understand what these elements of Social Security are that everyone should know. So, in fact, coming up a little bit later on this week, we are going to be talking about this, answering some of the questions on claiming options for Social Security. That's coming up in a couple of days. I think it's on Wednesday. Stay tuned for that. And if you want to get this brochure, get a head start on what we're going to talk about, you can go there right now at wealthed.com. But coming up on this program tomorrow, we're going to be talking about using a reverse mortgage in your retirement strategy. Some people look at reverse mortgages and say, ah, wait a minute. You mean all this home that I've been paying down and maybe have paid off, now all of a sudden all that equity that I have in there, the security of owning my own home, is going to be slowly drained out? It's going to go back to the bank? And Professor Plum, hey, I'm not saying it should be anybody's first choice, because it shouldn't be. But it can, at some point, if you need extra cash in retirement, can be a way for certain retirees to go.
Well, a lot of retirees end up being house rich and cash poor.
Of course.
And but they like their house. They don't want to sell it and move to a little tiny, studio out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. So this is where a reverse mortgage could come in handy. Now, it tends to work better. I think you can do them as young as about age 62.
Yeah, but 62 is pretty much the earliest.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that we would recommend somebody do it quite that early, because the amount of money that you can get out and the amount of fees that you have to pay to get it done might be a little bit too high.
Well, there are different ways to do it now, to where you can start it at one, and we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Yes, we will. All right. Well, anyway, so that's the preview. We're going to talk about using a reverse mortgage in your retirement strategy. Today's trivia, let's see. Yeah, I don't know what this doesn't really have anything to do with what we've been talking about, but I don't know what it means. This comes from the Migration Policy Institute. 4.1 million children Under the age of 18. Oh, those children.
Not the adults under the age
of
18?
No, not the adults. It was the children under the age of 18.
And not the children over 18. It's the children under 18.
Correct. Exactly. You and I are the only children over 18.
No, I think most guys are still basically children. You know, okay. Junior high level mentality.
That's fine. People we hang out with. So anyway,
definitely.
Those 4.1 million children that were born in the United States live with a parent or parents who are unauthorized immigrants in America. Okay.
Okay. Got that going for them.
All right. There you go. I'm not sure I have anything to add to that, but that's that was the trivia that came up for today. Okay. Emails. Let's get to at least one or two more here. We were talking about gifting. I think it was last Friday. Talking about gifting. And Debbie in Houston, Texas has a question. What is the best option to leave a charitable gift when I pass, yet leave a tax-free, and then she says insurance policy, to my heirs? So what is she saying here?
Not sure. The best charitable gift, I mean, I like giving, if you're going to make a charitable gift, I like giving the IRA to charity because they won't pay tax on it. If you leave it to the kids, they get to pay tax on it. If you want to leave a tax-free benefit, you don't have a tax-free asset to the kids, and you don't have a lot of other assets, oh, life insurance plan could work, but you got to use your premium dollars to be able to get it. Anything other than tax-deferred accounts, you know, 401ks, 403bs, 457s, IRAs, annuities that have deferred gain, and those can be taxable events to heirs. But pretty much everything else is going to be tax-free to the heir, assuming it's under the estate tax limit. And if it's not under the estate tax limit, none of those other things are estate tax free either. I mean, you've only got so much money you can give. Maybe somebody's trying to say, you need to buy a life insurance policy to ensure that your heirs receive tax-free money. Well, if I inherit a house and I sell it not long after I inherit it, that'll be tax-free. If I inherit a personal stock portfolio, bond portfolio, investment portfolio, that'll be tax-free to me from an income tax standpoint. So I don't know what you're asking, basically.
It might be exactly what you said to begin with, because if you have an IRA and you want to give something to the charity, and you have, say...
If I have personal money and I have IRA money, and I'm going to split it between my heirs, my human heirs, and a charity, give the IRA to the charity, give the personal assets to the human heirs.
Yes, because the the human heirs... Sounds odd to say.
Human heir.
Say, yeah, it was human heir is what it was.
They don't have to pay tax? I mean, you
right,
get a new basis?
As an inheritor of an IRA, me personally, or anybody who inherits an IRA, there is no step-up in basis on whatever that is.
If it's a tax-deferred account,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a savings bond, an annuity, tax-deferred accounts do not have capital treatment. They do not get capital gains. They are going to be taxable as ordinary income to somebody.
Yes. On the other, but so if there were somebody paid $10,000 worth of one stock and it grew to $100,000 inside the IRA. When I inherit that IRA and I start taking money out of that, I'm going to have to pay taxes on those gains at ordinary income tax rates.
But if I inherit that stock not in an IRA, I can sell it the next day and get $100,000 of cash and not pay any taxes on it because the death created a new basis.
Yes, it was a step up in basis in this particular instance.
And even the proposals by the administration and Congress right now, most people will still get a step up in basis. It's only when there's more than $5 million of gain, at least that's what I've seen in the proposal. Who knows what'll come out at the end of the tunnel when they get done arguing about it, if anything comes out at the end of the tunnel. So most people still will not have a lot to pay capital gains on inherited assets. We will see.
They've talked about what, getting rid of the step up? What are they saying?
Well, they're talking about having what they call a carryover basis,
yeah.
But exempting the first $5 million of capital gains from tax on inherited assets.
Yeah, now whether this goes anywhere.
You think this is tax simplification? Oh my, that's going to get. Do you know what your great uncle paid for the house he lives in now? Do you know what he paid for that, you know,
and the improvements,
GE stock that he bought back in 1957?
Right, and the dividends he reinvested, or the improvements that he made, you know,
Do you know what your basis is in the stock you bought 20 years ago?
That's it. You don't want to have to worry about that. Simplification, I don't think so. We are simply out of time. If you want to talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors off the air about all this stuff, your portfolio, your retirement plan, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Roger Plum. I am Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.